God, we do praise You this morning because You're worthy of it, because of who You are, and because of what You do. And we praise You, awesome Creator, beautiful God, redeeming God, the fact that You have healed our broken lives through the gift of Your Son, and You give us life, and we praise You for that. And we confess to You the wrong things that we've done, and who we've been, who we're not that You want us to be. And God, we thank You. We pray that this week that thanksgiving would be an attitude of our hearts that we live every day. So God, we thank You for our friends, and we thank You for our family. We thank You for the gift of Your Son. We thank You for the Holy Spirit. We thank You for Your presence and Your activity in our lives every day. And we ask You, God, we ask You to help us to be more like Jesus. And we ask that fire would fall down. Maybe we've sung that this morning, we don't know what it means. But God, that those tongues of fire, that presence of the Holy Spirit that rested on Your disciples, we ask that Your Holy Spirit would be alive and well and active in and through our lives, individually, in and through our lives, together as a body, as a church that proclaims that the kingdom of God is here. This is what He looks like. So Holy Spirit, we ask that You would transform us, transform our minds and our spirits and our hearts and our activities and our goals and our what we value, our time and our choices and our careers and our family and our relationships and our friends to look like You want it to look like Jesus. That's what we ask this morning. And so God, we ask once more that You would allow us to open up this living book, and that it would come to bear on our lives with encouragement and challenge and truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. It's great to see you here today, especially if you're a guest with us. You can turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 17, beginning in verse 11. We're going to be talking about thankfulness and thanksgiving today. And I'm going to be looking at a passage that has been preached. Probably the most popular passage that there is when it comes to Thanksgiving. Thousands of times this has been preached on and talked about. And as we're preparing for Thanksgiving this week, and hopefully as we're putting our hearts in more of an attitude of Thanksgiving to say, God, we thank You for these things. It's just a passage that's rich in who God wants us to be as thankful people. Beginning in Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. Now on His way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. And as He was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met Him. And they stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when He saw them, He said, "Go show yourselves to the priest." And as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. And he threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked Him, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And then He said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." Now, maybe you've read that together. I want you to just keep it open all morning. We're going to keep going back to it over and over and over. What you see here is these 10 men ask Jesus for healing, and He does heal them when they walk away in faith. He does heal them. And it says that this one man came back to thank God. And that's what I want us to talk about this morning. At first, the title of this message on the CD, if somebody gets a CD this morning, it says The Road to Thankfulness or The Road to Thanksgiving. But really, a better title would be this, is that it's the road back to Thanksgiving. It's the road back to thankfulness. That's what the road to Thanksgiving is about. That when we, if we want to develop a spirit, a gratitude in our hearts that we live with on a consistent basis, if that wants to be one of the characteristics of our lives, then what's true in this man's life is going to be true in our lives, and that's this, is that it's not just a road that we walk to learn to develop an attitude of gratitude, but it's a road back. And so that's what we're going to look at this morning as we look at this man's life. Let me ask you this morning, what are you thankful for? What are you thankful for? Now, have you been given thanks for it? And the place we want to go when we give thanks is back. Now, for some of you, when I say this morning, the road to Thanksgiving, some of you would say, yeah, I know what the road to Thanksgiving is. The road between now and Thursday is this. Tomorrow I'm going to clean my house. And Tuesday I'm going to make sure I have all my recipes. And Wednesday I'm going to go shopping and I'm going to make those things I need to make before Thursday. And Thursday I'm going to cook half the day and I'm going to clean up half the day. Now, none of the men here are going to say any of that. But for a lot of you ladies, that's what it would be like. That's my road to Thanksgiving. And for a lot of us, that's what we think. And of course, we do have a holiday coming up Thursday. But we think of Thanksgiving in terms of an event. We think of Thanksgiving as a capital T. We think of Thanksgiving as this series, this day of the year or this event. And I know for my life, it's real easy sometimes that my life, we begin to measure our lives in terms of activities and events. That's the way we measure it. Someone asked me this week, they said, how's your family doing? And I proceeded to say, well, we're doing this and we're doing this and we've just started this and this is what we've been doing this week and we're busy with this. And that's the way I answered her when she said, how's your family doing? As soon as she walked out, I sat there and the Holy Spirit said, Scott, that's what you're doing. That's not how you're doing. There's a difference. There's a difference between activities and events by measuring our lives in terms of activities and events and really how we're doing, who we are, who God wants us to be. That's how we measure our lives. That's how we measure our lives. It's a road back. Now, other than the prayer that someone else will probably pray on Thursday for you over lunch or dinner, let me ask you this. What are you thankful for? What are you thankful for? It's a road back. Why is it a road back? It's a road back because the Scripture says that this man, as they were leaving, these 10 people, as they were leaving, as they were going to the priest, Jesus said, go to the priest to be healed. Then he was healed on the way, and he turned back, and he went back to Jesus. And that's when he went back, and he said, thank you. Why is it a road back? Well, it's this. It's when you and I pause long enough to consider, maybe pausing just long enough this morning in the worship service for just a few seconds. It's when you and I pause long enough to say, God, you really have blessed me with all these things. You really have given me all these things. It's good to pause and remember. You know why? Because it helps us realize that the things I have and the people I have and the things going on in my life, I didn't do it. Yeah, I didn't do it. It's good for us to pause and say, God, thank you for the job that I have. Thank you for the opportunities I have. Thank you for the family that I have and the children that I have. And thank you that I'm able to be able to eat each day. Thank you that I'm able to have a place to sleep. Thank you that your son died for me. Thank you because none of this really did I do for myself. It's good to pause because when we pause and we realize, when we pause and we think about what God's done for us, then what will we do? We see it and what do? We go back. We see it and we go back and we say, God, thank you because I see now it's you. It's you that did this. We pause in the middle of our circumstances, no matter what they are, and we say, God, even though this stuff is going on around me and I don't understand it, I can't make sense of it. You know what? I do know this. I know you're good. And I'm going to praise you. I'm going to thank you in the middle of this because I know you're good. And that's what matters. Listen. The reward in thanksgiving is this. The reward in our lives is this. And I've been reminded of this week. It's not that just when we get our family, we pray, God, would you... Do you ever wait on God for stuff? You ever have to wait on Him? Well, you know, in this passage, and I'm going to kind of get ahead of myself. In this passage, Jesus says to these men, you know what He says? They say, God, Jesus, will you heal us? Will you have mercy on us? And what does Jesus say? go show yourselves to the priests. Now, can you imagine what that conversation was like? I mean, I'm just thinking, these men are crying out to Jesus. They're asking Him for help, and they say to Him, they say, Master, that, most people said teacher. His disciples often said master, but they see who He is, and they say, Master, would You have mercy on us? Would You heal us? And Jesus healed people in all manner of different ways, you know? Sometimes He had them do this. Sometimes He'd make a little mud and put it on their eyes. Sometimes He'd put His hands on them. Sometimes He would just do all kinds of stuff. And this time He says this. He says, go show yourselves to the priest. Well, everybody knew that if you had leprosy, the reason you go see the priest is this. The reason you go see the priest is to get a certificate of cleansing. Because the priest examined you then and said, okay, this person is clean. I'm going to give them a certificate of cleansing. And so if other people in the community say, well, I knew you had leprosy. You're not supposed to be around us. And they could say, no, I've been to the priest and he's given me this. Well, they knew what going to the priest was about. It wasn't to be healed. So they knew they weren't supposed to. Can you imagine that conversation? Jesus, would You heal us? Well, go to show yourself to the priest. Wait, I think we missed a step. You know what I'm saying? I think maybe you're supposed to, I don't know, but the Scripture doesn't say they said that. Maybe they did. But it says this, He said, go show yourselves to the priest. Okay. So, they start going to the priest. You know what? He didn't do it probably the way they thought He would do it. They had to wait. They had to wait. You know what happens when we begin to say, God, please, we so need help with You to help us to straighten out our finances. We commit ourselves to You that we want to honor You and we want You to help us with our finances. God, would You please help us to whatever it is? Would You help us in this time of need? Some of you are waiting on stuff right now. You're just waiting. Probably every person in this room is waiting on God to do something. You've been praying about something. You've been thinking about something. You've been waiting. You know what? When God straightens out your finances, or when God heals your marriage, or when God does this in your child, or when God sells your house, or when God does whatever it is that God wants to do, you know what? What you'll receive in what you've been praying for is totally secondary. What you'll receive is God Himself. That's the gift, you see. What you're waiting on and what God's going to deliver to you is a blessing, but it's totally secondary. If it's healing, if it's acceptance, if it's forgiveness, whatever it is you're waiting on, it's good, but it's secondary. The biggest, greatest gift you get when you wait on God and He says for you to wait, or He says for you to do something, or He says something that does not make sense in what you're praying on, and you know what you get? You get Him. You get someone, not something. That's the gift, you see. That's what we get. That's what we get when we go back. You know what the alternative to going back is? We just keep going down the road. We just keep going down the road thinking that we're doing it. We just keep going down the road making money thinking that we're making money. We keep going down the road thinking we've got a great life because we've created it. We just keep going down the road. And you know what? God's blessing us all the time. He doesn't remove His blessing. He loves us. He just keeps on blessing us and we just keep on walking down the road. We're just going down the road saying, God, well, you know what? This is a good life and, you know, and I'll just kind of give Him thanks when I kind of need to, you know. Maybe when it's time for worship, maybe when it's Thanksgiving, we just move on down the road. But real gratitude, real thanksgiving is when we turn around and go back. What do you think this guy, this one out of ten, one guy out of ten came back and said, thank you. What do you think this guy's life was like? You know, it says that he came and it says that he threw himself at Jesus' feet. He proclaimed in a loud voice his praise to God. What do you think he was thinking? Maybe he was in his mid-20s. He was married and had a couple kids at home. You know what happens with leprosy? Leprosy, as you may know or may not know, leprosy was a skin condition. And there was no cure for it in that day. And in that day, leprosy was contagious. And you know what happened if you had leprosy? You had to leave the community. You were banished from the community. And you know who you went to live with? Other lepers. and you were banished from your family, and you had to leave your friends, and you had to leave temple worship. There was no opportunity for worship. And you went to stay alone by yourself or with a community of lepers. You know how long? Till you died or till you got better. That's how long. Maybe this man was in his mid-20s. Maybe he was married and had a couple kids at home. And when he was healed, he was just overwhelmed with a spirit of thanksgiving. Maybe he was in his 40s or 50s and he knew he was the one who was responsible for caring for his elderly parents. And while he was sick and away, he kept wondering, who else is going to do this? Who else is going to take care of them? And he was just filled with gratitude. Maybe he was in his 60s. And you know what? By the time he got there, he figured out really what was most important in life. And he had decided he was going to live his life with purpose. He knew what he was going to say yes to and what he was going to say no to. And he knew how he was going to live his life. And he was just so thankful that he turned around and he came straight back to him. We don't know exactly who he was or what his situation was, but we do know this. We do know what happened to him. You know what happened to him? He was cleansed. He was cleansed. He was cleansed. And he had an attitude of gratitude. It said, Jesus, Master, have mercy. Now let's look at the scripture. Let's look at the text. Look back at Luke chapter 17, beginning in verse 11. They go to him. They say, Master, have mercy on us. And Jesus says, go show yourselves to the priest. Now, look at this right here. Beginning in verse 15. 15 says this. One of them, when he saw he was healed, when he saw what God had done for him, one of them, when he saw he was healed, did what? Two words. Came back. One of them turned around. One of them came back praising God in a loud voice. Just this past week, I was over near Central Avenue Pike. I was over there doing something, and that's where our church used to meet. Just about 2 years ago, where our church worshiped over on Central Avenue Pike and had worshiped there for about 15 years. And just going through there, God said, look back. It's good to look back. Just look back. It's good. It's good to look back. Why? Looking back. Look back and see what God has done. That's what He says. You know what? That's what a thank you note is. That's what it is when you go to somebody and you say, you know what? I appreciate you doing this. I appreciate what you said. I appreciate who you are. That's what we do. We pause and we go back and we say, you know what? I just want to let you know. I just want to let you know what a blessing you are. See, the focus is not on us. The focus is not on us, so somebody will be thinking that we're great people because we thank people. That's not it. If that's it, then we kind of miss the point. You know, it's not that they know that we wrote a note because of all the presents we got. That's not it. The idea is that we pause long enough to say, I really do thank you for who you are and for what you do. We go back. We come back. We come back to God. And you hear what He says here? Look at verse 15 again. It says, He came back. And how did He come back? Wow. He came back praising God in a loud voice. Well, you know, I'm not a real loud person. I make myself loud here sometimes. But just day to day, I'm not a loud person. Some people are loud. Some people are more demonstrative. But I'm not a loud person. You know? But you know what happens? When we come into the contact and when we come into the reality of how good God is, when we pause long enough, when we see long enough how good God is, what God's done for us, who He is, how great He is, you know what happens? All of a sudden, who we are or what we do or whatever, it doesn't really matter. Because you know what happens? We begin to say to Him as a genuine expression of thanks, this man came back to God, and what does it say? He praised God in a loud voice. He was healed. He was cleansed. And he was overwhelmed with the reality of the fact that he was not the same that he used to be. And he came back. Have you ever done this? Have you ever been in a situation where you felt the need to be spiritual, but it really wasn't down in there? You know what I'm saying? You felt the need to say something spiritual. I'm sure some of you look like you've never experienced that. But you have. You know, it's like, I know I do it all the time. I have to all the time, you know, the preacher, because you feel like you got to put the preacher hats on sometimes. You can't just say, this is an awful day, you know. I haven't talked to Jesus in the last 3 days, and I don't have anything good to say. You can't say that most of the time when you're a preacher, but that happens sometimes. And for you sometimes, you ever feel in that situation? You're talking to somebody that's spiritual, or you're kind of having a conversation, and you just feel the need to say, yeah, the Lord's been really good to us. You know? We sure are blessed. Now, I'm not saying that just because you say it quietly or just because you say it in a reserved manner means that it's not genuine. But I want you to know something. When this guy came back to praising God in a loud voice, he was genuine. There wasn't any, I feel like I need to give the Lord glory and praise, even though I ain't done it, you know, by myself with Him in a long, long time. But I need to say it because I'm with you, and I probably need to say that because it's like I don't know the right thing to say. He did it because it was real. And it was genuine. And you know why? Because he had encountered what God had done for him. He had encountered in a very real, tangible way who God was. And he came back, and it says he praised God in a loud voice, and he threw himself at Jesus' feet, and he what? Thanked him. And he thanked him. And you know what Jesus said? Where are the other nine? Why did he say that? Because they ought to be thanking me too. Where are the other nine? You know what? I think that one of the neatest things that's happened in terms of corporate worship over the last so many years is the fact that it's changed. 20 years ago, 30 years ago, in the environments that I was growing up in, and even in college and on in seminary, a lot of times corporate worship was just kind of like, if you had an hour, then the preacher had 50 minutes. You know what I'm saying? We've got to maximize that teaching time. You know, you get up there, hymn high school, you just do a couple songs, and then you give "Just As I Am" at the end, and that's what it's all about. Corporate worship has changed, and it's a good thing. You know why? Because it's good to spend more time at the beginning. It's good to spend more time praising God for who He is and thanking Him for what He's done. That's worship. It's good for us to do that. It's good for us to do that together. And it's good for us to do that when we're alone. You know what we did at the beginning of the service? We praised God, we confessed, we thanked Him, and we asked Him for things. A long time ago, somebody kind of gave me this acrostic. And I'm not one for formulas because I don't want my life with God, which is supposed to be a dynamic, meaning that it changes. A changing, growing relationship, and not static, not a formula. But somebody gave me an acrostic that's really helped me in praying to Him. And it was just ACTS, acts. And A is adoration. C is confession. T is thanksgiving. And S is one of those big churchy words called supplication. But it helps me remember. And so that when we come to God on a regular basis and say, God, I praise You. I adore You for this. And I confess to You this. And I thank You for this. And I ask You, God, to help me and help those around me in this. That's important to have all those things included in our relationship with the Lord. Two of the most important words that you and I will ever learn to say will be thank you. Thank you. We're going to do that this morning as we stand to worship the Lord in just a few minutes. Let's pray together.